Good morning. Every morning, Baba, the ocean of knowledge, the sun of knowledge, gives us light and the depth of knowledge. They make us aware the importance of different aspects of knowledge. Baba emphasizes every day, remember me, remember me. Forget your body and bodily relations and remember me alone. Focus your mind on me. Communicate with me. Meditate. We use different expression, and he also uses different expression. A question is asked, what is the difference between meditation, remembrance, and yoga? What is yoga? When we are meditating, we have evening meditation, we have morning meditation. We say half an hour meditation in the morning. Before Murli, we say evening meditation. So, is it not the same time at that time we are remembering Baba? And then we have extra meditation, we call it yoga bhatti. So what is difference actually? Is there any difference between the stages of consciousness? In fact, there is difference and there is no difference. How it is difference? That meditation is also used, this expression, by people. It's a general term for ages, long time. Yoga is also used. But remembrance is that Baba emphasizes. Other people say, remember God, remember God. At the time of death, they remind God. And then they say, remember the name of God and your boat will go across. But very rarely this expression is used. And Baba uses this constantly, Murli. So in a general way, when we look at this meditation, the focus is to check whether my mind is, if there is concentration, are my thoughts really clean, pure? So it is actually monitoring or purifying or directing the mind. In the positive consciousness, pure awareness, consciousness. But it is not at that time necessary that it is experiencing godly qualities. At that time you become soul conscious of meditation for us, soul consciousness. And soul consciousness means that the qualities of the soul, we are aware of that. I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am a loveful soul. I am a powerful soul. When we give a class for new people, we are just reminding this aspect and we say, okay, let us have a few minutes meditation. After the lecture, after the program, we use the word meditation. So at that time, we are also actually taking only one aspect of remembrance, remembering that I am a soul. But focusing on the thoughts, feelings, intention, remembrance is actually relationship. Remember, Baba, you remember the one if you have a relation, friendship relation, or mother-father relation, or teacher relation. Baba says, I have all relationships with me. And this relationship which we are aware of, it's a real relationship with realization, with understanding, with deep faith, intoxication in sense that it is happiness is in our mind, or the feeling, the soul has really feeling of, yes, this is true. Right. Knowledge makes you strong in your belief. I, the soul, am child of God. So godly qualities, the quality of the soul, are connected with the quality of the God, of the Supreme. It's called relating. The relationship is there, and you begin to relate that while you are walking, talking, moving, with different relationships. And relationship of the father and teacher, father, Baba, my parents, my mother and father. So godly love and protection, and also godly qualities is my inheritance from Baba. The powers, godly powers, is inheritance. But they are inherent qualities. It is not that I am receiving inheritance now. It's fixed. It is my birthright. Birthright, Baba always says, remember your birthright. Means it's a new consciousness developing more and more. This child is developing relationship through the experience of communication with mother and father. So in meditation, then we are communicating. In action, we are also communicating with Baba's qualities in soul consciousness. Baba and Baba's qualities are connected together. God is love. God is power. God is the embodiment of bliss. God is truth. So that what godly qualities are, in remembrance, they are becoming true in our life. Relationship is not necessary that you have to sit and meditate for a relationship experience. While walking, talking, sitting, eating, different ways of remembrance is there. The task that God has given, or you have achieved something, or you wanted to say something to them. Oh, you remember, I wanted to make a phone call, but I forgot. Suddenly I remember, I want to make a phone call to this person, my mother or father or friend. So you had not forgotten that person, but you had forgotten the task. And you say, I forgot it. So in the same way, it is not our real relationship with God is broken or forgotten. But this experience that we awaken again to make it really present in my personality. So we remember by remembering His directions, His teachings. So remembrance does not mean that you remembered the face of the person. When you remember your mother and father, face comes later on. Experience comes first. The task comes first. Your responsibility comes first in the mind. So it is not that I have to focus on a dot, or I have to focus on Brahma Baba. Relationship is natural. And this is why walking, talking, sitting, eating, remembrance is also known as pilgrimage of remembrance. This awareness of relationship, it is relationship of the soul with the Supreme Soul, or relationship of my present life as I'm a Brahmin. So it's a pure relationship, that it's a new life, new consciousness, new awareness, new goal, different time than what we have been remembering on the path of bhakti. So in this remembrance, you begin to see your own personal relationship and experience that relationship. That strengthening the soul, making the stage powerful. You don't see on the path of devotion, we also remember difference of remembering on the path of devotion and the difference of remembering with knowledge. On the path of devotion, we use somebody else's experience. Scriptures are written, prayers are written, hymns are written, and we are repeating this on their behalf, like they have said something and we are repeating it. It is just like I want to see my face and I'm expecting that I look it in somebody else's eyes and I will see my face. In order to see my face, I need my own eyes. Of course, the mirror is there. If I ask the question, how will you see your face? You need a mirror. And so, in fact, knowledge is a mirror for us. Scriptures are also a kind of big mirror for us. But that mirror, that scripture, is mirror is prepared by someone else. In order to see my own face, I need my own eyes. A blind person can be given a big mirror, but cannot see his face. So what it is needed? Your own eyes, but also your own eyesight, the light in your eyes. A blind person has eyes but does not have sight. And Baba says, knowledge is the mirror to the blind person. This is Baba uses expression. So question is, how can this blind person see? But in fact, in this mirror of knowledge is the light for us. It is Baba giving. And when this light of knowledge is in me, that really truly God is my mother and father, why it is that I am not experiencing love? It's so natural, God's love, to experience His love. So our expectation, because of in-body consciousness, we have developed to experience love on a gross way, a physical way, emotional way, or our desires are fulfilled and we think that this is mother's love. We receive some gift from them. She loves me very much, appreciates me, so she loves me. Superficial way of love. But love is something which is sustenance, is really true guidance, true knowledge. So God's love is not like the worldly love, temporary, but enabling us to experience God's love in walking, talking, sitting, eating. Whatever it is, that purifies our consciousness. That enables us to enhance our own stability, strength, our own qualities. You become more knowledgeable what you are as child of God. So godly qualities must be inherent as inheritance. And this belief, faith, and using this relationship, this true relationship, I forget I am a soul, I forget my relationship. It's switched off. Relationship is eternal. It is not created. God did not give birth to the soul. And yet I am child. How did I got this birth? With the realization that I am a soul. Its awakening is my birth. Realization is my birth. That belief and communication is my this birth. That's why Baba says, without the right understanding or introduction of God, you cannot remember Him. And so it is different ways of introduction, that eternal soul is rejuvenated again. Soul was unconscious, became conscious again, or was influenced by the body, recognition and awareness, consciousness, forgotten the importance of my own self, and yet I, the soul, am working in the body. Body does not do anything. It's only a tool. But knowledge was this grasp of a knowledge, or using this light, I was not keeping this in mind. And so remembering different ways, relationship of mother, relationship of father, or the task Baba has given to me, or responsibility I have taken. So this is the mother, father, friend, teacher, beloved, guide, washerman. He plays different. He gives me how you can have different relationship with me. You are not doing, I am your surgeon. I have come to remove all your sickness. And then I realize it's not the physical sickness. He gives me the power how to handle the physical sickness of the body. But in fact, the real realization, real sickness is the weakness and sickness of vices. We are sick when we are angry. What it is? It is a sickness. Hopelessness is weakness. It's also depression. When person becomes depressed, it's called sick. But in fact, it is lack of faith, lack of self-respect, lack of realization. So this is also weakness and sickness of vices. Baba comes and then creates self-respect. So his method is, I don't have to go physically getting this power from human beings. God is giving me every day this power. But because my belief and self-respect is not there, I'm losing that power, and then I need to take definitely support from human beings, because then this visible energy, or I can confidently speak to them that they will not, my name will not be defamed, my respect will not go away, the fear that was inside. But when I'm speaking to God, my real state, there should not be any fear, because He is also a psychiatrist. He is really healing me. Then He will never tell anyone. Whatever you say, He says, if you have anything, just come to me, open your heart. I'm not going to tell anyone. Even I know directly, I am seeing it, I don't mention your name. He sees openly, clearly, and still I am not believing that He is my healer. He is my real doctor. He is my real surgeon. So when at that time remembrance is of different level, not with depression but with intoxication, with faith, Satguru, friend, open my heart and speak to him. So there are different relationships. He is my boss. Any work I have to do, so it is God's task. So you have to train your knowledge. So what it is? When I am meditating, it's only more percentage I'm using the energy of my mind, in other words. And when I have remembrance, it's faith in the intellect. It's not only wish, desire. So intellect is becoming powerful with knowledge. So I have to use the knowledge. And the more I use the knowledge, my understanding is increasing, and my clarity is there in the mind, and I am able to handle that situation with the power of knowledge, Miss Teacher. So Baba is relationship at that time, is Baba the teacher. And you can use different ways to remind yourself and remember. Pick up Murli, read one or two points. The answer of your question is there. A situation has come, you listen, even somebody else is giving a class, or answer is there. Oh, this wasn't my... So teachings are helping you to remove your doubt or help you to clarify your things. So it is the teacher. Immediately you then remember Baba. Yes, Baba, in this Murli Baba said this. He answered my question. Yesterday I was thinking that. You begin to feel happy. So this is remembrance means relationship. Remembrance means reminding again, bringing back what you had forgotten. Another aspect is yoga. Yoga is actually using the powerful thought, pure mind, keeping faith in the intellect, determination, thought, and clarity and clean intellect. Your feelings change. Strength becomes more, and this yoga is now still relationship, but relationship is for transformation and purification of samskaras. That's why Baba says, yoga remembrance is not called power. Remembrance is love, and yoga is power, which purifies the soul, which transforms the personality, which actually gives the courage to do something new. That is your yoga power. You see yourself that it heals, it helps you, it creates you. The godly qualities begin to come in your life. Transformation takes place through this. Purification takes place. And so that's why you become a Raj Yogi. Then you are using in action remembrance and you call Karma Yoga. Your remembrance, you are remembering Baba and you are doing the task at that time, you are still using yoga, the power of that remembrance and also positive, loveful thought in your mind, keeping Baba. Some men say, but Baba says, don't remember any bodily being, there is no power. If you are remembering a human being, does Brahma Baba comes in your mind when you are remembering Baba? I say, certainly, it comes, but I am remembering Shiva Baba. But I am taking inspiration from Brahma Baba. How he did everything with humility, how he did everything with great joy, with enthusiasm, with benevolent consciousness. So I am remembering in a different sense, holding that Brahma Baba's practical experience, which gave us that experience. But you are not remembering. You remember what it is in Brahma. This song was, it was the residents of faraway land has come to this land and he has ignited my light. Yeah. So it is remembrance. We are connecting with Shiva Baba, but through Brahma Baba. So now if I want to drink water, I need, my throat is dry. Okay, I drink water. Am I drinking glass or water? But I am, this is an instrument. My focus is on water. If I only bite the glass, what will happen? So Brahma Baba is like glass and Shiva Baba is nectar. So you are holding this, but you are remembering inside what? What is in it? So what is in Brahma Baba? It's God's love is in Brahma Baba. That divine purity is in Brahma Baba. It's Brahma is instrument through him I experience new birth. So many questions are always asked, but Baba says, don't remember me. That is Brahma Baba's reality, to remain detached. Not necessary that he should be glorified, but certainly the imprint that we have is already, it cannot be removed. Because you have experienced someone, so you will remember automatically, but not with attachment, because Baba is not present here physically. And yet he is present every day with us. Because Murli is always our sustenance. So But Brahma Baba protected himself because he saw that when human beings love each other, appreciate each other, they become so, they cling to each other. And then they forget the other resources that they have received. They forget Baba also. And this is why Baba says, don't have any attachment with human beings that will block your intellect and you would not be able to study. So this is blockage then. And Brahma Baba neither wanted any blockage or bondage for the self or not for any other person. So Brahma Baba saying, don't remember me. Don't remember this bodily being. Don't remember this bodily being. Becoming a practical example of detachment and yet very loving. Again and again, because these are many examples like this, human beings become dependent and then they forget Baba. Become sensitive, and just because of sensitivity, everything they will relate to them, weak person is speaking to a weak person. A sick person cannot help another sickness apart from speaking the sorrow of each other. Sharing the sorrow and suffering of each other, double increasing. And so here Brahma Baba didn't want that we suffer again. We block each other instead of supporting each other. And because our protection, Baba's Murlis are strong and putting himself an example, though you are getting everything through Brahma, but don't remember him. But in fact, we remember what he did in different situations, how he was selfless, how he was benevolent, how he loved everyone equally, supported with unlimited consciousness. So what imprints are there of achievement, of benefit, that is remembrance. So we do remember Brahma Baba, but not for purification, but for inspiration, for like an example and support for us. But if this Brahma Baba also got this power from Shiva Baba, then we definitely go to the source. And that connected with the supreme source is purification, because then you are incorporeal, you cannot actually hold him in a physical. So it is direct power, direct injection. That's why Baba says, remember me, the incorporeal, as being incorporeal. So love becomes powerful, attachment is not there, because he is detached. He is not here in a physical form, and making you so full, so knowledgeful, blissful, loveful, powerful, every day speaks about you, and yet he doesn't suffer with attachment. Every day Baba says, my lovely children, sweet children, does not cling. It's like the ocean. You swim in the ocean, you go in the ocean, came out from the ocean. Ocean does not hold on to you. You sit in the sunshine, the sunlight is pouring on you, touching you, making you warm. You cannot hug the sun. So it is very subtle way of having power from Baba and yoga realization of relation, different relationship and different achievement. And so when we are detached, determined to transform ourselves and receive that power, apply that qualities, transformation takes place. And that is called purification of our old, or finishing of our old weaknesses, vices, defects, or whatever you call sins. Whatever actions were done with separation, that was wrong, and that is called sin. Separation is sin. And so this separation is removed, relationship becomes strong. It's purity and purification. So that was yoga power, it's fire, burning, purification in every aspect. Okay, Om Shanti.